Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're studying through 2 Samuel chapter 10. And I want you to notice the speech that's given by Joab. He says, "Be of good courage and let us be courageous for our people and for the cities of our God." Of course, I like how the King James reads at this point. It says, "Be of good courage and play the man." The idea is that men are to be resolved and strong. Well, what does that really mean, to be of good courage? The word means to be firm or resolute, hardened, stiffened. And so stiffen your legs and stand strong. Stiffen up your spine and ready yourself for war. Be resolute. This is what we have to do, and this is what we must do. Why? Because they have people depending upon them. Those soldiers had people and family and wives and sons and daughters and parents, neighbors, cities who depended upon them to defend them. Every man present during that speech had someone back home who was depending upon them, that if they did not fight this war, then those enemy armies would have easier access to their land and to their families to pillage and destroy. So hear this clearly, men. There's a reason why this verse is translated in some translations as "play the man." It has been given to the man by divine design to be his responsibility to fight for the sake of those around him. Your courage, your strength, your resolve to step into the arena and fight is not just for yourself, but it is for the protection and welfare of your family. So men, you cannot abandon your post. Be of good courage and fight for the holiness of your family. As you pray today, please remember Jairo Bonilla and his family, our change maker missionaries in Costa Rica. And also remember the Edoma LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Nigeria.